So it's been such an exciting few years for you, Kaigo, performing at Rio Olympic, remixing tracks for Coldplay and Ed Sheeran. Did you, though, begin, as many of us do, making music in your bedroom?
I did, yeah. I was just making music for probably 4 or 5 years in my bedroom and just putting some, remixes out online. So that was how it all started.
But what was it that first inspired you to start making those mixes?
I've been playing piano since I was 6 years old, so I guess that's where it kind of started. And then I was basically just composing melodies on the piano for a couple of years, and then I got into like electronic music a little bit later when I was probably around 15, 16, 17 years old. And I just got very inspired by Avicii and Swedish House Mafia and all those guys, and I wanted to learn how to produce the music that they produced. And I just bought a MacBook and a MIDI keyboard, and I was just sitting in my bedroom producing music for hours and hours every day.
And artists, they're not always keen, are they, to have a genre name to pinpoint their sound, but you've been stamped as Tropical House. I'm going to be honest, no idea what that means, but do you think that it suits your sound?
I guess it does, yeah. And it was actually like, I didn't really classify myself as Tropical House. It was just something that people did. And I was just making music that felt good to me, and I always try to keep my music happy, and I think people associate happy music with summer because summer is usually a happy time of the year. But yeah, I did have some like pan flutes and some steel drums, and I agree. It sounds tropical and it fits the summer and beach vibe.
You're currently working on your second album, but you've already teased us with It Ain't Me with Selena Gomez. And now your brand new single, First Time, featuring the wonderful Ellie Goulding. She's obviously with you today as well. Extra exciting. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's so exciting to have you both together because it's such a great pairing, melodic grooves, and then Ellie's enchanting vocals coming in there. Great summer anthem, like we mentioned. But Ellie, you haven't done a collab since Calvin Harris back in 2014. So what was it about Kaigo that really got you excited to work with him?
Really, it was just a matter of the right thing at the right time. I got the song through into my inbox and really, really loved it. And it just stood out to me because I get sent a few things every now and then to potentially record or write on. And there was just something about this song that made me feel kind of happy, and you know, I imagine myself singing it, and I don't do that very often, so I just realised that was probably the one. And Kaigo remixed one of my songs years ago, and he's kind of been on my radar since then, so we've wanted to work together for a while, and it just kind of made sense. And it's been great. It's had such a good reaction. The video's had a good reaction. When we announced that we were doing a song together, it's like almost like people just were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, totally. Like, it didn't seem like a sort of surprise to anyone.
And how does that writing process work? Do you, Kaigo, come up with sort of the initial beat and the sound, and then you take your ideas over to Ellie?
Yeah, for this song, I had this idea for the track, some of the melodies and stuff, and then I could really hear Ellie's voice in the track. And I've been wanting to work with Ellie for a long time. And we sent this idea over to Ellie's team. And she loved it. So she recorded it in the studio. And when I got that first cut back, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
So do you do your parts separately then and then bring it all together?
Yeah, this time we did. We actually didn't meet until the song, or a couple of days before the song was released.
Amazing.
So sometimes people do record together, but in this case, we didn't.
And tell me a bit about the video, because when I first watched the video, I had to instantly go back and watch it again because it completely draws you in. Where did the idea and the concept for the video come from?
Well, the idea came from one of the directors. His name is Matthew Cullen, and yeah, he's amazing, and he had this idea that was like very personal for him, and the whole story, and something that I really connected to as well. So we decided to work together on this one, and I think it turned out well. I'm very happy about the video, and it's different from a lot of other videos out there, and that's what I like about it.
And when it comes to performing live, I know, Kaigo, you've done some pretty big shows in America now and you've done a lot of festivals, but is there any chance that we might see you both on the same stage soon?
Yeah, definitely. We're talking about it. Hopefully this summer. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
For you, Kygo, I know Ellie mentioned that you remixed one of her tracks quite early on in your career, but what is it that you love about Ellie's style and sound that made you really keen to work with her on this track?
Well, it's just that her voice is so unique, and that's something I really appreciate with singers, and something I look for when I look for people to work with is I look for people with unique voices, basically. And I think she has one of the most unique voices out there. And like when she opens her mouth, I think it's the first word of the song, you know, is Ellie Goulding, and that's something I think is really cool. And I think it's very important for a singer to have their own style. And that was why I wanted to work with her.
And with all of your tracks, again, just instantly, you love it. It's so catchy. You want to drive with the windows down. You've worked with Tom O'Dell, Labyrinth, and many other names. But are you ever going to consider, now that you've had quite a lot of success already, will you ever consider working with unsigned artists?
Yeah, definitely. I love finding new artists as well, and I've been working with a lot of, like, some of my first songs. I had my first song called, like, Firestone with Conrad, and Stole the Show with Parson James. They were unknown singers, but from the first time I heard them sing, I knew that they were so talented, and they deserve more attention than they were getting. So I love finding new up and coming artists that's unsigned or that no one knows about.
I love it too. It's so exciting to discover sort of a new act. And we've just started supporting our local music scene with Mix 96 Discovers. So that supports our unsigned musicians that are living around Buckinghamshire. Have you got any tips for any sort of home producers and musicians making music at home?
I guess it's just try to find your own style. That's the most important thing. Is you gotta don't just follow everything that's popular right now. Just don't try to copy everybody else. Just try to do your own thing and produce or sing or whatever. Like, just do whatever you feel is right and whatever that feels good for you.
It's good to learn an instrument as well. Like, if you don't already, it's good to play piano or guitar just as a kind of guidance thing as to what you wanna put down, or, you know, just to get something out. It's, for me, like, what playing guitar, it makes such a difference when I just pick the guitar up and sing a few things over the top, as opposed to just, like, coming up with, you know, some lyrics and, I don't know, recording them on my phone. So that's always handy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that, because I bought a guitar last year and I've always wanted to, you know, write and sing, and I found it really difficult. But since I have taken the guitar, it has been a lot easier, but I haven't really taken it outside of my bedroom. So it's just me and the guitar probably.
Oh, well, I didn't do that for many years, so don't worry about that.
Oh, that is such good news for me, Ellie. There's hope for me yet. Ellie, just before you go, you covered Jack Garrett's Weathered a few years ago. He's one of the artists that's from just down the road in Bucks. So what was it about his music that caught your ear?
I just think Jack is a tremendously talented person. He's got a really unique sound, especially live. He's insane live, actually. He plays everything. You can see he really puts everything into his music, and that he composes every single thing in the track, and his voice is phenomenal. In fact, he's it's strange because I feel like he's underrated. I know he's a big name now, but I still feel like he's one of the world's, you know, most talented people. I'm interested to see what he does with his next album, because I know this album was incredibly well received, but I honestly see him kind of being bigger, you know. He's got this pop sensibility, but he's also really, really super cool, and he's incredibly gifted. So yeah, I'm excited to hear his new stuff.
Maybe a collaboration one day between you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to aim to write something together when we're, you know, it's just as a time thing, because so many artists have conflicting schedules that it's hard to actually find time, but I'd love to do that, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for that. Maybe Kygo, you're going to remix one of Jack's tracks?
Yeah, I love Jack as well. So great. Yeah, so I would love to.
I feel like I'm in the right crowd, part of the Jack Garrett fan club as well.
Yeah.
Kygo, you're about to, we've got your European tour over the summer. What can people look forward to if they might fancy getting on a plane and coming to see you somewhere lovely?
Well, I always try to keep focus on happy music and good vibes. So if they come to my show, then hopefully they'll have a good time and dance and just enjoy the summer.
Amazing. Well, it was so lovely to have a quick chat with both of you. Love the new single, First Time. It's available now, and hopefully we'll catch you performing somewhere together very soon. KygoMusic.com for all the tour updates and tickets. Have an amazing summer and enjoy all your festivals.
Thanks very much.